It's, you know, honestly, it's not too challenging from a rep side. I know the bargaining team's going crazy right now. You know, the league execs are going crazy right now. But it is definitely, I mean, you know, I'm checking my email every 30 minutes just to see if there's an update, to see if I need to relay a message to players. And, you know, it's certainly, there's another aspect of it, you know, and I got to go check my phone as soon as I get inside. But it's something I signed up to do, and it's something that I take pride in, representing my locker room with David Beard. And, you know, I signed up for it, so I'm not going to complain. One of my biggest messages was, you know, a lot of you guys who are new in here may not know myself or David Beard. Find somebody that you are comfortable talking with. Find a veteran that you are comfortable talking with, because a lot of us have been through this already, right? This is my third time doing this. 2014 and 19, I've been through this. So there's a lot of guys, and also, you know, we try to give some veterans a little bit more information so they can share that knowledge. They can spread it so it's not, doesn't just rely on two people. But at the end of the day, you know, we're gonna have team meetings. Jones let us have a players-only meeting last night and, you know, get some questions answered and try to ease some minds. And, I mean, at the end of the day, we just need to know what we're doing, right? We're practicing today, so guys, get ready to practice tomorrow. That's what it is. Yeah, weird is a good way to put it. Like, I woke up this morning and I was had the understanding that there was other teams, six or seven of them, that weren't going to be practicing. But, you know, the one thing that I love about football is once you step foot on the field, you forget about all the off-the-field BS, for lack of a better term. You know, guys are going through things in life with their families, you know, houses, bills, whatever the case may be, CBA. Once you cross that line, I didn't think about the CBA until I was asked about the question just now. You know what I mean? So it's once you hit the field and you're in meetings, you don't think about it. But certainly when you got some downtime, I'll be checking my email and relaying messages as best as possible. I mean, they're negotiating. You know, they're working around the clock right now. They're trying to get something done. You know, it sounds to me like, you know, it's not far off and it never is. You know, it's just a couple things that got to get hashed out. And we can get back out here and give the fans what they want. Right. And, I agree. I think it's the last thing that we need right now as a league and as players. I don't think either side can afford it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, both sides want the best deal possible, and that's what they're at the table doing right now. How long has the CFL been around now? 110 years? It'll get figured out. I don't see this league going anywhere anytime soon.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.